Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Valeria Avery with the Healing School. We're so excited that you have joined us this morning. It is just an honor to be here to share and teach the Word of God that allows us to receive healing in our body. So many people don't understand that healing is the children's bread, that healing has been purchased for us by the shed blood of Jesus through his death, burial, and resurrection. So Healing School is designed for two purposes, to teach what the Bible says about God's will to heal so that people can be healed, and also to teach ministers and pastors about healing so that they can go back to their congregation and can minister healing to hurting people. This is the desire and heart of God. Let's pray. Father, we praise you and we thank you for this listening audience. We thank you for your word, God, for your word is already anointed. We thank you, Lord God, that your anointing rests upon me, that I might speak forth your word with a boldness and accuracy. And I ask and I thank you, Father, for filling my mouth with those words of God that we need to hear and to know at this time concerning healing. God, we give you praise. We welcome the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We submit to the ministry of the Holy Spirit during this class. In Jesus' name, we do bind the enemy from interfering in any way from the word going forth or from the word being received. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. I am so glad that you have joined us today. We give honor and glory to God for the opportunity to teach what the Word of God has to say about healing, about God's will to heal. See, you can't believe God for something if you don't believe it's his will. So many people have lost the opportunity to receive that has been purchased for them by them feeling because of something that they have done, God is trying to teach them something, or because of their past, you know, they haven't been good enough. Let me tell you one thing. No one is good enough. No one can pay the price. Jesus is the one, through his death, burial, and resurrection, that paid the price for our healing. It's already been purchased for us. It is a part of the salvation package. It belongs to us. Healing belongs. Can you say that with me? Healing belongs to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's such an anointing on that. If you will just say that with the belief in God's word, healing belongs to us. And our foundational scripture, there's a couple of them, and I'm going to read them. Isaiah 53:4-5 says, surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. We are healed. We are healed. Now, if you are, you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's over 2,000 years ago. Jesus did this for us. And so it's complete. It's done. Glory to God. And we have to understand and believe that. We have to receive God's word and say, I believe I receive it as so manifested in my life. And then another foundational scripture. In fact, he gave us instruction so that this is how you really receive it. It says in Proverbs 4:20-27, my son, attend unto my word Incline thine ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Got to keep your eyes on it. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life, hallelujah, unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. See, you've got to go through this Bible, and you've got to find the scriptures that talk about healing. There are many, many, many of them. And just receive them as so manifested in your life. Glory to God. He says, keep your eyes on them. Don't just read them one time. Actually, you need to type them out or cut and paste and copy them, and then declare them every day. If you're challenged with a sickness in your body, you need to get this word before your eyes. You need to declare this word as so manifested. Remember, we taught in our beginning lessons that God gave us the example of how he wants us to operate. We are speaking spirits. And the Bible says over in Romans 4, 16 and 17, God, who calls those things that be not as though they were, God demonstrated that. We said it in times past. In the beginning, as the Genesis 1, verse 2 says, the earth was without form and void. But what happened? It says the Spirit of God moved upon the deep. He was there waiting on God to say something. And then God began to say, light be, boom, and there it was. Then God began to say, bring forth the fish of the sea and so forth, and the grass and the so forth, and the trees and all of those things. As he said it, the Spirit of God manifested it. So that's the way he has instructed us to operate. Even we spoke about our example with Abraham. Abraham and Sarah, who were beyond childbearing age, but God changed their name from Abram to Abraham. Abraham meaning father of many nations. He had not one child when he was almost 100 years old, and Sarah almost the same. And God, because of the name change, and they began to call themselves what God called them, yes, he bore many children. And so he and Sarah bore many children. And so, therefore, God changed and rearranged their bodies so that they could do that. So our example is our example for today, because we have to begin to operate as God has instructed us to operate. He says, keep this word before your eyes. Don't let it depart from your eyes. Keep it in the midst of thy heart, for they are lies to those that find them, and help to all their flesh. How are we going to keep it in the midst of our heart? By saying, by confessing what God says. And guess what? Just like back in the beginning, the Spirit of God hovered upon the deep, waiting for God to say something. But this is the dispensation of the Holy Spirit now, in this time. It's the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. And so he is here waiting for us to say something. Glory to God. He is waiting for us to say something. We've got to say, now what is it that we're going to say? Now, our words, see, the Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. So we've got to speak life. God said over in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 and 20, he says, I set before you life and death. Choose life so that you and your children might live. So God is saying, listen, because of the fall of Adam, death is in the earth. In fact, Satan is the he's a lord over this earth system because of the fall of Adam. And so he says many things that is not of God. He says, you're not going to make it. You can't live. You got to die. But God said, you shall not die, but live, and declare the works of God. God said, he sent his word, and he healed you, and delivered you from destruction. Guess what? Jesus is that word. He came. He redeemed us from this curse that was in the earth, and that is in this earth realm now. Hallelujah, for a season of time. But Jesus is coming back, and that's going to be brought to an end. So here it is. We have been positioned. We have provided for the means for appropriating our healing, because Jesus defeated the enemy. He's already provided healing a part of our salvation package. So we're going to move into teaching us how we move from this natural wicked world way of doing things to the supernatural way that God has provided for us to walk in our divine health and to walk in the blessings of God in every area of our lives. Hallelujah. So then, as we step into this, we are going to look at how to move from operating in the natural to operating in the supernatural. See, the natural way of doing things are just doing things the world's way. But God has a supernatural way of doing things and living while we're on this earth. See, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you then are taken out of kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of life of his dear Son. In fact, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are now seated with Jesus in heavenly places at the right hand of the Father. And we are supposed to operate in this life while we are in these bodies in this life. We're supposed to operate from that seat, from the seat in Christ Jesus here on this earth. We are citizens of heaven now, those of us who are born again, but we are operating, we're living here in this earth system, but the earth system does not dictate to us. We have got to, the Bible says right here in the last scripture that I just read, Proverbs 4:20-27, I read down through 23, but I'm going to read on down through 27. It says, my son, attend. My son and my daughter, you know, we are sons of God. We have been engrafted in. But it says, my son, attend unto my word. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. But they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Remember I said how we're going to keep our heart with all diligence? That's by declaring what God has said in the face of the enemy, in the face of a sickness and disease. Hallelujah. Declaring what God has said. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Out of your heart comes your healing. Out of your heart comes your salvation. The Bible says, you know, in order to be saved, we've got to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, believe in our heart, and then we've got to speak it out of our mouth, hallelujah, and declare that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. So from out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So you can't speak nothing from the out of the abundance of the heart if you have not put anything in your heart. And so that's why you meditate the word day by day. That's why you declare the word as a confession day by day. And you're putting these things in your heart. So when the enemy comes with the sickness and disease, you can say what God says. Oh, no, you can't come here. Jesus has already redeemed me from the curse. I have been redeemed. Glory to God. You have to declare it and have to believe it that it is so. Yes, a sickness and disease, the enemy seeks whom he may devour. Jesus said over in John 10:10, and we said this before, the thief, the enemy, comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So then we have to understand that the enemy is going to come and try to put sickness and disease on you to take you out of the earth realm. God needs us here so that people can see that we are called of God. People can see that God is alive. People can see that there is a difference in our lives, and it's because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ being in our heart. Our lives are different. God makes a difference between his people and the enemy's people. There is a difference, and it can be seen. That's going to draw people to Jesus. That's the whole top and the bottom of everything. That's God's heart, that people do not perish, but they come into salvation and into life. Hallelujah. So then we've got to get the word in our heart. Then verse 24 says, put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. What is he calling froward mouth? What is he calling perverse lips? When you say what the enemy says, when you say you got to die, when God says he has made provision for you to live, you got to say what God. You don't want to have perverse lips or perverse mouth. You want to have a mouth that glorifies God, a mouth that declares what God has said. See, you got to declare what God has said in order to have what God has said. See, so then, let's look. It's verse 25 says, let thine eyes look right on, let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not from the right hand to the left. Remove thy feet from evil. See, so we're not going to speak evil. We're not going to declare evil. We're going to declare what God has said about us. So how do we move from operating in the natural to operating in the supernatural? Number one, know that you have been made in the image of God, and God is a speaking spirit. Therefore, you are a speaking spirit also. So that's the first principle from moving from the natural to moving to the supernatural. And in doing this, you are positioning yourself to obtain and manifest the healing that has already been purchased for you through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's number one. Know that you are in the image of God, and God is a speaking spirit, and you were made a speaking spirit also. And also, know number two is actually know that you are a speaking spirit. Number one, know that God, you are made in the image of God, and God is a speaking spirit. Number two, know that you are a speaking spirit also. Then number three, understand God's way of doing things. And we just said, calling those things that be not as though they were. That's found over in Romans 4 and 17. And also Ephesians 6, 17. And so let's just read those scriptures here. Romans 4:17 says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. He was talking to Abraham, before whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead. In other words, if you got a tumor in your body, if you've got a sickness in your body, diabetes, hypertension, or whatever the enemy might try to bring, you've got to call those things that be not as though they were. You've got to begin to say that I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. You've got to begin to say, diabetes, you are alive from the pit of hell and you can't dwell in my body. Jesus already redeemed me from diabetes. Jesus has already redeemed me from tumors. Jesus has already redeemed me from whatever the curse that the enemy is trying to put on you. You have been redeemed if you are born again. Hallelujah. And so we're to call those things that be not as though they were, so that our bodies can line up. Now, if you keep saying that you are sick, if you keep saying that it's your diabetes or your this or your that, you are calling those things. So we must stop having perverse, that's what you call perverse lips. That's what you call a perverse mouth. That's what you call speaking against God. God said one thing. He says, by Jesus Christ, you are healed. He says, he himself over in 2 Peter 2:24, he says, Jesus himself took our infirmities and carried away sickness and disease. 2 Peter 2:24, I apologize. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. That's 2 Peter 2:24. He said it more than one time throughout that Bible. We just read it over in Isaiah 53:4-5. So Jesus has done this. It's done deal already done. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's not coming back to do anything else. He's already completed the work. He says over in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33, Amplified Version says, I have deprived the enemy of the power to harm you. He's deprived Satan of the power to harm you. The only way he's going to harm you is that you give him power by submitting to what he says. But if you believe God, then you're going to say what God has said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give you praise, God. We give you honor, God. We give you the glory, God, for you have done it. Oh, hallelujah. Now, I would like for you all to call in and ask questions. We'd love for you to call in. That number is 213-943-3746. Do call in and ask questions concerning the topic that we're teaching on here. We'd like for you to ask your questions. We'd like for you to call in and let us pray for you, for your healing. So we advise you to, you know, dial up this number, 213-943-3746. We welcome your questions, and we welcome the opportunity to pray for you. So let's move on. Let's read Ephesians 6:17. It says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, that the Spirit wields, which is the word of God. In fact, let's go over to Ephesians and just look at that for just a moment. Ephesians 6:10, and read down through Ephesians 6:18. Let's just look at that. And we're going to read Amplified Version, beginning at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. It says, and we're reading Amplified Bible, it says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Notice, see, we're talking about how to move from the natural operating to a supernatural way of operating to manifest God's word in our lives. If we continue to follow the world's example that, you know, if you have certain diseases, you know, there's no cure, then if you believe that, and if you follow that path, then you cannot survive. But there is a higher way. We have a God that has made the way of escape for you. Jesus redeemed you from the curse. That means he redeemed you from sickness and disease. He redeemed us spiritually as well as physically. But we have to appropriate our healing in our physical body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So here it's saying, in conclusion, in other words, listen up, this is what you got to do. This is how you got to do it, to appropriate that God has given you. It says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. So many people go around talking about how weak they are. You know, they just, you know, they're not strong. Well, the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. Again, listen to what God has said to us. We've got to speak what God said. He said, let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the sick say, I'm healed. Let the poor say, I'm rich. Wonder why he wants us to talk like that. Some people say that's a lie if you don't see no money in your pocket. But see, the Bible says God calls those things that be not as though they were. So God's way of operating, this is God's way of getting those things that you have need of in your life. Hallelujah. I'm saying that I am healed, I'm you might be made rich. Glory to God. Was he telling us an untruth? No. The Bible says God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should repent. So we got to get in this mode of saying and talking like God talks. It's time out for saying what the enemy is to us. See, the enemy will bring thoughts to your mind. The Bible tells us to cast down every evil imagination and everything that that is contrary to God's word. We are to cast it down. We're to think on good things. Think on God things. We're to think on those things. We're to get our, don't focus on the evil things. Don't focus on the things that are not of God. Sickness and disease is not of God. It's not God's will that you're sick. It is God's will that you're healed. Why can I say that with such a boldness? Because he sent his word and he said he healed the past tense and delivered us past tense from destruction. He sent his word and healed and delivered us from destruction. God did that. He did that because he loved us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 He sent his word. And he healed, and he delivered us from destruction. God did that because he loved us. He loved us so much. Hallelujah. That's Psalms 107:20. He sent his word, and he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Whatever the enemy tries to send that is a destruction, God has, through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he sent Jesus. We know the Gospel of John says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus is the Word of God. God sent Jesus. Actually, Jesus is God incarnate. Hallelujah. God poured himself in an earthen vessel. We know that Jesus was born of a Virgin Mary. We know that the Spirit of God came upon Mary and produced a sinless blood. Hallelujah. And Jesus, it was that only one with pure blood, with pure sinless blood, who lived a sinless life and that could pay that price for us. He's the only one. Hallelujah. And thank God he sent his son. Thank God he went to the cross for us. Thank God he got up. He is not dead. He got up that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, I get so excited about this because it's true. It's true. We got to learn it. We got to follow his direction, God's way of doing things. See, you know, he's our provider. He's our Jehovah Jireh. He provides for his children. He has provided healing. It's a part of the salvation package. And so we must learn what the scriptures have to say. Hallelujah. So that we must operate in God's way of doing things. Now, you see, God gives you instructions on how to appropriate, how to receive your healing. But if you choose not to do it, if you choose to listen to the devil who says you can't live, then guess what? You have been made a creature of choice. God made us a creature of choice so that we could choose life or we could choose death. Death is already in the earth because of the fall of Adam. But because of Jesus Christ, he purchased us back. He made the way. He brought us back into right standing with God so that we could be connected to him, so that we could experience this life. Ephesians 6:10 says it. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through union with him. See, it says, draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides. Draw the strength of God. When you draw the strength of God from his word, glory to God, then it's going to purge out sickness and disease. It will purge out that lump or that tumor. The word of God will uproot, glory to God, will uproot sickness and disease. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then principle number four, speak only God's word. In fact, we just said that. Speak only God's word or in line with God's word. And why do we do that? Mark 11:23 tells us, and also this is an instruction. This is a part of teaching us how to move from operating in the natural to operating in the supernatural. See, Jesus told us over in John 16:33, also the first part of that verse, he says, in the world there are tribulations, and let's just read it like it. Let's look there for a moment and read that. The King James says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The Amplified version of that says, I have told you these things. See, he told us these things in the world, but listen to what he's saying. He said, I've told you these things because they are in the world, so that in me, in Jesus, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you may have perfect peace and confidence. Not just peace, perfect peace. You don't have to be afraid of sickness and disease, because it can't, listen, it cannot kill you unless you submit to it. So God is saying, I set before you life and death, so submit to the word of God that has healed you, past tense. God said his word and he healed you and delivered you from destruction. So you submit to the word. It says here, I told you these things so that they have perfect peace, perfect peace, perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you have tribulations and trials and distresses and frustrations. These things are in the world. These things knock at your door. But listen, you can be in good peace because of Jesus and what he's done. It says, in the world you have these trials, distresses, and frustrations. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident. Hallelujah. Be certain. Undoubted. Don't doubt God. Don't doubt that his word is true. Don't doubt him. Jesus said, be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, be certain, and be undoubted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived cancer. I have deprived diabetes. I have deprived lupus. I have deprived AIDS and all of any other sickness or disease or any other abnormality that the enemy tries to bring to you. Jesus says he's deprived it of the power to harm you, and have confidence. Yes, you can walk in the divine health of God. Yes, it's the will of God, you see, that we walk in it. But we have to follow his instructions to walk in it. We have to follow his instructions to appropriate it for our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So then, Mark 11:23, this is why we have to speak God's word in order to appropriate our healing. This is why. Mark 11:23 says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever, so you got to choose to be a whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. He shall have whatsoever he saith. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Listen. We're speaking spirit. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. That's over in the Proverbs. Let's see if I can find it right quick. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Proverbs 18. Let's read 20 and 21. It says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. In other words, if you choose to speak what the devil is saying to you, as opposed to choosing to speak what God has said, you will have whatever you say. So if you continue to say you have diabetes, if you continue to say you have a tumor or cancer, if you continue to say those things, then guess what? They're going to remain with you. The enemy's going to see to it that they remain with you. But if you say, by Jesus Christ, I am healed, if you say, himself took my infirmities and carried away sickness and disease, if you say, Jesus took cancer, if you say, Jesus took diabetes, if you say, Jesus took lupus or AIDS or whatever the case may be, if you say, Jesus took it, then you're speaking in line with God's word. See, if you say he took it, then it's illegal to dwell in your body because you belong to God. Your body belongs to God. You are not your own. Do you understand that? And so you need to submit to the word of God, submit to the spirit of God, submit to saying what God has said so that your body can line up with what the word of God says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because death and life are in the power of the tongue. Make sure that you are speaking in line with God's word. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the doctor says. He's only doing his job, but he's not the last say. God's word is the last say. God has healed you through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus over your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what you say does matter. What you say, and see what you say and believe in your heart. Hallelujah. He said, let's read that again. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed. Mountain meaning problem, sickness, disease, whatever the problem is. Whosoever shall say to this mountain. You got to speak to cancer and say, you are liar from the pit of hell. Get out of my body. Get out of my life. You say to diabetes, you are liar from the pit of hell. Get out of my body. Get out of my life. I am ruled by the word of God. The word of God says I'm healed. I say I'm healed because the word of God says I'm healed. So therefore, sickness and disease cannot dwell in my body. I call my body healed. I declare my pancreas excreting the proper amount of insulin for life and health. I decree and declare that my HbA1c levels are normal. I decree and declare that my blood chemistries are normal. You have to speak the word of God over your life and declare it. So by doing that, you are filling your heart with the word of God. And then you can speak it out in faith and receive and appropriate that God has promised you. Hallelujah. So speaking God's word, in line with God's word, is a part of the principles for moving from the natural to the supernatural, from moving from sickness and disease into divine health. That's the will of God, always the will of God. And God is not a respecter of persons. He is not a respecter of persons. God loves us. He loved us even when we were in sin because he sent Jesus when we were dead in sin so that we might have that abundant life. Jesus said again, the thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He says, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's a wonderful thing. I get so excited about the word. Again, I'm going to pause and say, please call in 213-943-3746. We'd like to pray for you. We'd also like to answer your questions. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's move on. Now, another principle, number five, God will manifest his word. The kingdom of God is in you. See, we operate according to the kingdom of God's dictation. When we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the kingdom of God is on the inside of us, and that's the rule that we operate according to. Romans 8:11 says, if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead, hallelujah, dwells in you and me, hallelujah, then he who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore to life our mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. That's powerful. See, operating according to the kingdom of God that is in you. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the spirit of the living God comes on the inside of you. He buries that old man and places a new spirit on the inside of you. That spirit desires the word of God. And when you fill your spirit with the word of God, as opposed to the word of the world or the word of the enemy, then life is produced. See, life is produced out of our spirit. That's God's way of doing things. We are thinking spirits, and we've said that over and over again. We're going to continue to say it because that's his way of operating. But the part of the matter is, if you've been attacked with a sickness and disease, the spirit of God is on the inside of you. It's the same spirit, same one that raised Jesus from the dead, hallelujah, that quickened and made alive his body, mother body, hallelujah. He will make alive your mortal body. The same spirit, notice, he's not lost any power. The power of God is stronger than any sickness and stronger than any disease. And if you allow, if you will say what God says, then the Spirit of God has permission. See, listen. Remember in the beginning, the earth was without form and void. There was nothing beautiful there. Then, and the Spirit of God moved upon the deep. Then God came on the scene and spoke in creation, beautiful things. He created a wonderful world, and then he placed Adam in it to oversee. Adam didn't have one need. All of his needs were met. He was connected to God, and they fellowshiped together. So now, when you are born again, you are new you. The Spirit of God is on the inside of you. Here's the lineup. The Spirit of God, your spirit lines up under the Spirit of God. Your solar realm lines up under your spirit, and then your body will follow suit. So here it is. Life, the Word of God, which is alive and now, if you put it in your spirit, then it's going to purge out sickness and disease. The Word of God will purge out sickness and disease. So as you declare the Word of God and get it in your heart, then from the inside of you, the Spirit of God will manifest your healing. He is the creative force of God. Jesus said, I must go to the Father, and I will send the Spirit of God to you, that he might be in you and dwell in you. He said that. And so here it is. It says here, if the Spirit, this is Romans 8:11, if the Spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised up Christ from the dead will also restore to life your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. So the Spirit of God will do the work if you'll speak the word, if you'll submit to the word. The Bible tells us to submit to God, resist the enemy, and he will flee from you. So to submit to God is to submit to his word. You know, when you hear the word, by these stripes, you were healed. Just say, I believe I received that as mine. I received that as so manifested in my life. That's submitting to the word of God. And so when you submit to the word of God, then God will manifest himself to you. The enemy then has to flee. Hallelujah. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You've got to stand up sometimes and yell it at the top of your voice. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I shall live and not die and declare the works of Almighty God. God sent his word and healed me and delivered me from destruction. You see what I'm saying? You've got to get it in you. You've got to say it with a tenacity. You've got to say it with a meaning that you believe what you say. You see, you cannot kneel in mouth about your stripes. No, you need to get on the loudspeaker and yell it. I am healed. I shall live and not die. I shall live and not die. I am the healed. See, he said, let the sick say, I am healed. I say, I am healed. I say, I am delivered. I say, the word of God is so manifested in my life. I say, I'm the redeemed of the Lord, and I am saying so. To be redeemed, it means that Jesus has taken you out of that is challenging you. He's taken you out of. He says, I have deprived the enemy of the power to harm you. So if it has, it has. You've got to get that so in your spirit that you can say it with a boldness and you can say it with a tenacity. You can say it with faith. We mentioned in other lessons that those who come to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when you come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and help in the time of need, hallelujah, you know that God's never going to turn you down. You know that, see, what God has said, he's going to honor his word. He cannot honor something that he has not said. He's not said that you're going to die from a sickness. No, he said that by Jesus Christ you were healed. So what are you going to choose to say? Are you going to choose to say what God said, or are you going to choose to say what the doctor has said? So I am telling you that the Spirit of God is on the inside of you if you're born again. In fact, let's just pause a minute. If you're not born again, see, receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior is the beginning step to any of these promises that we are talking about, to any of these good things that we are talking about. You got to be born again. So if there are those of you out there that want to be born again and want to have opportunity for the tree of life, hallelujah, repeat this after me. Dear God, I need a Savior. I need Jesus. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died that I might have life through your death, burial, and resurrection. So come into my heart. Be Lord and be Savior of my life. If you really said that and meant that, then, you know, thank you, God, for saving me. If you said that and meant that, then you are now saved. You have now been placed in a position to appropriate the healing that has been purchased for you through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So then, let's go on. I want to read that same scripture, Romans 8:11, in the Message Bible. It says, but if God himself has taken up residence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than of him. Anyone, of course, who has not welcomed this invisible but clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ, won't know what we're talking about. But for you who welcome him, in whom he dwells, even though you experience all the limitations of sin, you yourself experience life on God's terms. It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, he'll do the same thing in you that he did in Jesus, bringing you alive to himself. When God lives and breathes in you, and he does as surely as he did in Jesus, you are delivered from that dead life. With his Spirit living in you, your body will be alive as Christ. That's powerful. That's powerful. Because God, actually the Godhead, is on the inside of you. Jesus said that if you serve him, he will come and make his abode with you. So we have to understand and really internalize that, so that the Spirit of God can purge out sickness and disease. It's the will of God. He's done everything necessary for you to receive your healing. He's sitting there waiting for you to make the enemy his footstool, to put your feet on the neck of the enemy, to say, no, Satan, no, not here. I will live. I will not die. I will declare the works of Almighty God. You have to rise up out of that bed and say so. You have to say what God said. Hallelujah. 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 So then, what is this telling us? Principle number 6, you cannot be moved by the 5 senses. See, what you see, what you hear, what you feel, what you taste, what you smell. See, hear, taste, smell, feel. 5 senses. See, that's natural. You got to only be moved by the spiritual. That's God's word. So, with sickness and disease, it comes and it attacks your natural body that has feelings, it has, you know, 5 senses. But you, in order to overcome that sickness and disease, you've got to move into the supernatural realm. That's the realm of God's word, and not be moved by the sense realm. Abraham could not be moved by the sense realm because he was beyond, he was withered up. He was beyond childbearing age. Sarah was beyond childbearing age, had never had a child. They both were old. But God, according to his principle of mode of operation, calling those things to be not as though they were, their bodies were changed from the inside out. I'm telling you, the way to appropriate your sickness, to your health, to dispel sickness and disease, you must call those things that be not as though they were. You must declare that you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. You must declare that you will live and not die. and declare the works of Almighty God. You have to declare that. You have to manifest that through what you say. Through what you say. You must choose life by what you say. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. So you cannot be moved by your five senses. Yes, pain is real. But the word of God spoken over that situation will dispel that pain. The word of God spoken over that that situation will dispel that problem with your lungs. The word of God will dispel it, dispel that tumor, will dispel those cancerous cells from your body, will dispel diabetes from your body, will dispel abnormalities from your body. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, while we look at the things that are seen, while we look not, you're not going to look at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Yes, the pain might be there now, but as you declare that by Jesus Christ you are healed, that pain is temporal, and it has to leave, cannot stay in the face of. See, cannot stay in the face of. The word of God will purge it out. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So you cannot be moved by the five senses. Hallelujah. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Just want to look closer at that. That's 2 Corinthians 4:18. Let's look. Look here. Let's go back and read down through that. I'll start in verse 10, Amplified. Always caring about in the body the liability and exposure to the same putting to death that the Lord Jesus suffered, so that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be shown forth by and in our bodies. See, we want the resurrection. We have to put down. We have to put down what the enemy says and speak what God says, so that the resurrection life, so that the word brings resurrection life, may be shown forth in our bodies. For we who live are constantly experiencing being handed over to death for Jesus' sake, that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be evidenced through our flesh, which is liable to death. Thus death is actively at work in us, but it is in order that our lives may be actively at work in you. Yet we have the same spirit of faith as he had, who wrote, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We too believe, and therefore do speak. In other words, sin or sickness may attack our bodies, but because we believe God's word, we're going to speak God's word, which is going to dispel this sickness from our body. It says, yet we have the same spirit of faith as he had who wrote, I have believed and therefore have I spoken. We too believe and therefore speak, assured that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will raise us up also with Jesus and bring us along with you into his presence. For all these things are taking place for your sake, so that before grace, divine favor, and spiritual blessings extend to more and more people and multiplies through the many, the more thanksgiving may increase and redound to the glory of God. In other words, when people see us healed, when they see somebody that was diagnosed with cancer healed, this brings glory to God. It does not bring glory to God for you to succumb to cancer, for you to succumb to diabetes, for you to succumb to any sickness or disease. It brings glory to God when we are delivered, when the manifestation of our deliverance is made known, and people can see that God has made a difference between his people and the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, we do not become discouraged, utterly spiritless, exhausted, and wearied out through fear, though our outer man is progressively decaying and wasting away, yet our inner self is being progressively renewed day after day. For our light momentary affliction, this slight distress of the passing hour is ever more and more abundantly preparing and producing and achieving for us an everlasting weight of glory beyond all measure, excessively surpassing all comparison and all calculations, a vast and transcendent glory and blessedness never to cease. Since we consider and look not at the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are visible are temporal, brief and fleeting. See that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hold just a moment. There's a momentary technical difficulty here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're back up now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We're coming to the end here. Hallelujah. So we want to remember the last scripture says, we consider and look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are visible are temporal, brief and fleeting, but the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give you praise, God. We give you honor. We give you thanksgiving. Well, that's our program for today. You know, again, we will be with you on tomorrow with another session, and we'll be with you again on Thursday for Healing School. Tomorrow, dealing with the supernatural, then Thursday back to Healing School. So join us. Remember to call in 213-943-3746. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to pray for you. Have a blessed day.